As I mentioned in the pre-service comments, this is kind of like a Bible class and worship service rolled into one, a kind of a unique worship service event here at St. Paul. And we want to do so with prayer that the Lord will, in our hearts, keep reminding us that really everything that we do and offer to the Lord, whether it be time, talents, or treasure, really is part of our worship. And we pray that the presentation today will not only be informational, but instructional, and above all, inspirational and encouraging in your life of worship to the Lord and in every aspect of serving Jesus and praising His name. Hopefully we will not have too many technical difficulties. It would be help if I would first of all call up the presentation. And as mentioned, we keep our focus on the cross at all times. That's what church work is all about, supporting the great work of Jesus Christ crucified, risen for us, to extol the Lord God and worship at His holy temple, for the Lord our God who saved us is our holy God and in all things has provided for everything we need for our salvation. And I'd like to invite you to join me in this responsive reading as we begin the presentation. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all ears.
Sing to the Lord, praise His name.
Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Declare His glory among the nations.
His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the nations are idols. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations.
Ascribe to the Lord, glory to His strength.
Ascribe to the Lord, the glory due His name.
Bring an offering unto His courts.
So yeah, everything that we do for the Lord as Christians really is a gift to Jesus in love for what He has done for us. It also includes the money that we share with the Lord of our what He has given to us, for what He has accomplished for us in His life, death, and resurrection. We sometimes refer to the three T's of Christian stewardship, which I mentioned before. Last Sunday, we talked about these two, the skills and gifts the Lord has given to us to serve Him as members of His body, the church, with Jesus Christ being our head, and with the time that He has given to us here. And this is going to focus in our presentation, we will focus on the last third there, the treasure of Christian stewardship. Good to be reminded that when, as we confess in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the gathering of Christians, that the Lord gathers together through faith in Christ, makes them members of the Holy Christian Church by bringing them the faith in Jesus. He does that in local congregations, such as ours. He also does that as members of a larger church family. Psalm 68 speaks of that, the Lord setting the solitary in families as members of a like-minded church fellowship. And so we want to talk about that work together this morning. There's about like 25 slides, approximately. Our work together in our wider church family of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Whenever we see the logo, I always like to remember or think of it in this way, that we are living and worshiping and all that we're doing as Christians here on earth, it's like in the shadow of the cross. So as members of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, we are living, as it were, under the shadow of the cross and all that that cross means to us, what the Lord accomplished for our salvation. I might mention or show a couple pictures of, speaking of the wider church family. This is one of the first conventions of our church body way back in 1963. Probably won't recognize any people on there. But, you know, talking about our wider church family in the CLC, several people maybe are still with us, and one of them is right here. That's retired pastor Professor Cuck. He's the one that is the author of those on the back of our bulletins, the daily readings. He's the one that's providing those. And on a personal note, that's my dad right there. He was there. Also, the author of the Learn From Me Bible series, Pastor Bertram Naumann, who's in heaven, that's him on the far left. So members of the same church family going way back. And that's a more recent convention. Can't see the people, but kind of gives you an idea of the numbers of people that gather to carry on the work of the Lord in our name there on the campus of ILC. And that's the last convention, last summer, 2021. The people at work, sitting at the table, it's moderator Paul Nolting and secretary Wayne Eichsted. And that's Peter Evensen, our missionary, who also functioned at the convention as the something to do with the Constitution. He's up on Constitution things, anyway. Oh, there's Pastor Delmas, right there. As far as our church body, we have 66 congregations, approximately, scattered throughout the U.S. and two in Canada. You see all the numbers of pastors and souls, 19 Christian day schools, two high schools, and of course our college seminary at Eau Claire, which is also, of course, a high school. Now we're going to be talking about how our mission dollars used, divided into four parts, and our offering envelope newly designed. You know, we'll focus on this part right here, the offerings that we give for every dollar for these four pieces of the pie, as it were, which we'll be talking about. We're going to start with Emmanuel Lutheran College. And you'll note that 59 cents of every dollar is given to help support our teacher-pastor training school and where many other young people of our fellowship receive a Christian education as well after their grade school years. Picture of the campus, you can't see it very clearly, but there was a drone that took a shot a couple years ago. See some of the buildings. The academic center is the building that was built most recently, probably 10 years now, approximately, ago. Very sprawling complex and has been a real blessing. It's where the actually, the library is right there, and then the book house is in the back of this building, and it goes on to the right. It's actually right here on this picture. It's quite sprawling, where the students gather for classroom activities and for extracurricular music, piano lessons, and things like that. That's the Ingram Mansion, which is this building right here, which is one of the originals. That's where the seminary classes meet. And upstairs are professor offices. There you see the faculty members, 12 full-time, 7 part-time. President of our college is Dan Schierenbeck. And the dean of the high school is Joel Gullerud. The athletic director is Mark Kranz. And dean of the seminary, John Udy. The most recent addition to the faculty is Pastor David Schaller, who specializes in particular in music. When the tour choir comes, I don't know if it'll be this year, but if it is, he'll be the one directing it and guiding things.
Pastor, he took over John Rhyme's
position. Yep, and he took the place of President John Rhyme, who retired last year. As far as the enrollment of the school is concerned, we have 120 currently in the various departments, high school, college, and SEM. And there you see the new personnel people. Some of you may have met Paul and Courtney. They were here worshiping a couple months ago. Courtney's dad lives in the Denver area, so they were visiting and attended our services.
Just had a little girl.
Had a little girl. I hadn't heard that. No, she was expecting at the time, remember. Picture of the student body from a couple years ago, and presumably that's the high school seniors. Reminded that the future of the church does rest with our youth, so we want to do what we can to provide them with a solid Christian education moving forward, and ask the Lord to bless our efforts in that regard. One of the main things at the upcoming convention that will be talked about is the new building program, and it has to do with renovating the current field house gymnasium into a chapel and then building another building on campus to have sporting events. This is all in the discussing, thinking about stages. Not going to read all these numbers here, but it is quite extensive, a project numbering in the millions of dollars. There's already $1 million that's there for as seed for that project if and when the Lord makes that happen. The last convention did take the action of having a committee be formed to complete a design for this new building and renovating the field house. And a report will be given at the upcoming convention in June. So that's the first part of the mission dollar. The second part is missions. See, it's 34 cents for every dollar. We're currently supporting 5 quote-unquote mission. We're all mission congregations, but we sometimes refer to those that are being subsidized that aren't in a position to be able to make it on their own financially yet, so we help them out until such time as they're able to. There you see the numbers of souls in these various churches, and one in Canada up in Vernon, BC. Overseas missions has been exploding in the last number of years. We have 13 foreign missions that are in fellowship with us, many of whom heard about us and investigated us through finding out about us on the World Wide Web. The seminary in India, you see the shot of the students there from a couple years ago, and Pastor Missionary Evenson again, and then part-time traveling missionary Pastor Todd Ullman, who I believe is over in Nepal as we speak, encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ there right now. Little bird's eye view of our overseas missions through the years, starting in 1960 with the Japan Church of Lutheran Confession, which is now independent, and then all the way down to the present day. Many, many opportunities. Think of the story in the book of Acts where the Apostle Paul wasn't going to go up into what's now northern Turkey, but the Lord made it known, no, I don't want you going there. I've opened a door for you over in Europe. So he went across to Macedonia, to Greece. So the Lord continues to open doors of opportunity for us, small a church body as we are, in lots of places. Go back one if I can. There it is. It shows you where the geographically, the missions in the Southeast Asia are located. And the blue S means that's where they also have a seminary where they're training pastors to serve in their churches overseas. And this is East Africa. Again, note the S's where the seminaries are, and that one right there, which is where our Mary and Martha Ladies Group are supporting a seminary student and have been for a number of years. And this is a picture of him, Agbayi Kamla, the latest word as he's scheduled to graduate this month or next. He was supposed to be graduating last year, but COVID delayed it. There you see pictures of our brethren in Mexico, Pastor Olvera and his family, I believe just across the border from El Paso, and some trainees and pastors in Kenya, and a pastoral conference that was held not long ago in Nepal with Pastor Bruce Nauman. Peter Reim went along, and a couple others that I don't recognize. Part of the Mission Helper group, which also one of their focuses is to encourage the training up of little ones, of which there are many, many orphans that many of whom have never heard about Jesus. And you see blurbs in the bulletin and posters on the bulletin board about the Mission Helper program and any that would like to participate are certainly encouraged to consider that. Going overseas and helping as a mission helper, anyone can do it that has the desire and the health and the ability to do that. Next part of the mission dollar is the Board of Education publications, which helps manage the publishing of various publications. Spokesman, of course. Oops. There it is, Spokesman Journal and Daily Rest. Many of you are receiving those, and those are funded mostly through subscriptions, but some of the others through part of this one penny that goes into the mission dollar. Who said that a penny doesn't go a long way these days? The Lord causes it to happen in many ways. Also, the Sunday school series that we are using here at St. Paul, God's Hand in Our Lives, and the Board of Ed and Publications also oversees CLC websites. The last part is the Board of Trustees section of the dollar. And you see the predicted cost for the coming year. Just by way of example, administration costs, like when I, as a member of the Board of Doctrine, travel to Eau Claire and I submit my travel costs, it's paid out of this part of the CLC mission dollar. As far as the numbers are concerned, proposed for the year, for the next budget, it's a modest increase that is being suggested that the convention delegates will be discussing this summer. There is a current deficit of this much right now, and it's hoped that we'll not need to dip into the reserve fund too much, but that with God's blessing, that that deficit might be reduced greatly or even completely eliminated by the end of June, which is the end of the fiscal year. The auxiliary funds of our church body are these, and they are now on our new envelope listed right here. Should be noted that when we give an offering to the general fund on the top for our mission dollar, none of that goes towards our cooperative budget plan estimate, so that anyone that desires to give to a special auxiliary fund, that needs to be a special offering, and that's what those are for on our offering envelope, those blanks. Or if you have questions on these things, you know, like in Bible class, we can talk about that, or even the meeting later on after church. Some of you may have questions on how these all are being used. You also find that information, by the way, on the green handout that I published a month ago and made available. It's in the track rack, explains all these different funds. Another way to look at that mission dollar is by a pie, and there you see the amounts, ILC, missions, trustees, Board of Ed. And again, a modest $3,000 increase is being recommended for the coming year. Here you see the CBP history of our congregation over the past 5 years. And last year, by God's blessing, we were able to meet our estimate 100%. And one of the agenda items at our annual meeting after church will be to decide what we want to do for the coming year. And once again, we're reminded of the wonderful promise of the God, that the Lord, that He is able to bless us abundantly so that we always have what we need to abound in every good work. Keep in mind the story of Jesus feeding of the 5,000. Who would have thunk, you know? There's just a boy, he has a couple loaves of bread and a couple of fish, and of course we know what Jesus did. And the Lord does that in ways we don't always realize today. Sometimes we can realize it and see it. But we also have what we need, we know, to provide for the Lord's work as He directs. So in conclusion, we'll have a responsive reading of another psalm, and then we'll sing a hymn which will project on the screen, or you can use the hymnal if you want, 781, but let's read responsively. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And may His face shine upon us.
That your ways may be known on earth. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly.
And guide the nations of the earth.
May the peoples praise you, O God.
May all the peoples praise you.
Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us.
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
And again, if there would be questions on anything that you've seen in the presentation, feel free to ask afterwards or in the meeting afterwards or any time. And invite you now to sing this hymn, 781.